Hello, everybody. It's Edwina, and I want to welcome you to another edition of In Bed with Bed Bible, the pajama optional podcast, and the podcast where we keep you nice on the streets but naughty between the sheets. Today, I am going to sneak in a podcast that my bosses have no idea I've done. Yeah, they give me a list of ones that they want me to do, and I have no problem. I enjoy talking about this stuff, but sometimes I want to slip in a little something that just kind of pops into my head. So for this edition, we are going to be talking about investing in your orgasm. Your genitals are worth it. What got me wanting to do this is that I had received a lovely box of top-tier sex toys from one of the most sex-positive, inclusive companies with dozens of U.S. patents, some are still pending, created by female engineers, setting a date for my product reviews. Actually, I wrote this script much earlier. I have done them. I mean, these products are, I mean, they're so amazing. You want to dress up, light candles, and get your best wine. These toys deserve top-notch treatment. I mean, I'll even cook some of these toys for breakfast. Cook them for breakfast. I will cook them breakfast in the morning. Good God, I cannot talk. Yeah. I mean, these are really, really nice toys. And this is what got me thinking. Also, I had made a trip to a Cirilla's, which is a sex toy shop near where I used to live. And I needed to grab a large kind of naughty prop for one of my last videos. And it kind of sent me back to my days when I was selling sex toys, like back in the 90s. And so this idea for this podcast was born. So, we're going to talk about investing in your orgasm and how your genitals are worth it. We're going to talk about some top-tier sex toys and all these things. I mean, I'm sure you're saying, right, I can't afford a few hundred bucks for a sex toy, you know, something I'm just going to stick in myself and get off on. And yeah, I hear you. But before you hit the stop and you go to listen to a podcast on the ramifications of certain sexual position that don't properly stimulate the clitoris, you need to hear me out. I mean, think about it. How much would you spend on a date? I mean, somebody that you really want to impress and maybe somebody you want to have sex with that night. So think about it. If you want to go get a new outfit, I don't know, maybe some sexy undergarments that are, you know, kind of lacking holes in the saggy butt. So you get some new undies, especially if you think you're going to have sex with them. Maybe you're going to visit the hairdresser or the barber to get a new do. And let's talk about a nice dinner out. How much that's going to cost, you know, drinks beforehand, dessert, maybe a nightcap afterward. And if you're going to do any activities that on that date, like a movie or maybe going to a museum or going out dancing, which you're going to buy more drinks. I don't know. What do people do for dates nowadays? I mean, it's literally been over 30 years since I've been on a date. If you're going to be driving on that date instead of using an Uber, which if you're using an Uber, that's going to cost you money too. You know, you'll want to go and get your car washed and have it detailed. You're going to gas it up. That's going to cost you a fortune, especially with gas prices these days. Now, if you take and add all that up, think how much you've spent. 200, 300, maybe a little bit more. All in the hopes for a love connection, or in the least, a darn good orgasm or two, and the morning walk of shame. I mean, a few hundred bucks for one night's pleasure. Yet you balk at spending a few hundred bucks for orgasms literally for years to come. I mean, something you can even share with a partner down the road. So, you know, to give you an idea of pricing and things like that, when I sold sex toys back in the 90s, I was around when the jackrabbit first hit the scene. They called it the rabbit pearl or the jackrabbit. They were about $40, $50. And, you know, that's a lot of money back then. The materials were not quite what they are today. I think they just kind of made, they called it crystal jelly material. It's the original Jackrabbit had a shaft that kind of turned, and it had little plastic beads that kind of stimulated the opening of the vagina. And then it had the little bunny ears that kind of wrapped around the clitoris. I mean, it was on Sex and the City. They talked about it. I'm not quite sure if they ever showed one, but this thing had a wired remote control. If that tells you how long ago it was. A few years later, I remember selling one called the Firefly. At that time, it was like $80. That was a lot of money back then. It was like top of the line. It was all in one. So it didn't have a remote. So it was like all in one, kind of like vibrators are today. But still, they ran by batteries back then. It was this self-contained, all-in-one, orgasmic wonder that actually glowed in the dark. So it did everything that the original Jackrabbit did, but better. I remember when CyberSkin came out, when that was a thing. I had this nice, thick, fanged dong that cost between $50 and $80. Holy moly. If I knew then what I know now about the materials that things are made of, I mean, CyberSkin now is like terrifying. It's just not the best. But now, if you think about it with inflation, much better, safer materials. And the things that toys do now, I mean, my God, they suck. They thrum, they thump, they rumble, they thrust. You've got sex machines, you've got sex dolls with artificial intelligence. And the materials that things are made of now, they're better for your body. Your fertility is safe. There are less allergens, poisons, chemicals, odors. Yeah, you can still find the cheapies out there, the stuff that can hurt you with all the bad chemicals and everything. But by and large, companies are a lot more aware of what they use to make their sex toys. So a top quality sex toy is going to be made out of the best materials. For instance, most of the high-end toys are made of a medical grade silicone. And if you've never felt a high grade silicone sex toy, seriously, go to a sex toy shop and touch one. I don't know, with COVID, the last time I went, they weren't letting you touch them. But I mean, if you ask a salesperson, they might have one behind the counter that they'll let you touch. But seriously, high grade silicone is very, it's firm, but yet, you know, it gives, it's nice and comfortable, but it's so silky, so soft. It just kind of glides across the skin. So, I mean, if you have not had a really nice sex toy in a long time, by darn it, it's time that you invest in one. So when I walked into the last brick and mortar shop that I went to, they had a lot of the top brands that I'm talking about, the investment worthy toys, things from Fleshlight, B-Vibe, Fun Factory, We Vibe, things like that. But they also had the cheap stuff, the stuff that's made out of the crystal jelly. And I mean, you like open the package and you nearly pass out from the fumes. And they're sticky. The cheap toys are sticky. Like everything sticks to it. I mean, when I was doing one of my videos, I was playing with this big double dong. It was made out of jelly. And I have cats in my house. And literally when I was done, the thing was covered in hair, because it just sticks to everything. It's just disgusting. And that doesn't happen with good quality material. There's a time and place for cheap ass sex toys, like when I'm filming my videos, but also like company like Screaming O. They make great products out of TPE and different blends. So they're really super stretchy. Like they make some of the best cock rings on the market. and little fingertip vibes, their jackets. And the great thing about it is that these are meant to be thrown away. So they're super inexpensive. So those are great. You know, cheap little toys have a time and a place. Little overnight trips, you know, throw it in your overnight bag or maybe for your first toy or, you know, just a little one-nighter. So, yeah, I mean, that's all well and good. But for regular use, something that is going to give you stress-relieving, sleep-inducing orgasm for years, you want something better. I mean, your genitals are worth that investment. So let's compare cheap toys to investment-worthy toys. You have your cheap materials like your jelly, your TPE, your cyber skin. Those are, you know, they're porous. They don't react well when they like lay up against one another, things like that. They have chemicals that can cause problems with fertility. They can cause a lot of allergic reactions, things like that. But then on the other end, you know, you have your safe materials, which don't do any of that, especially when you're talking about medical grade silicone. Also, when it comes to more expensive toys, you know, we're talking on the cheap end, you're going to find vibrators and such that buzz, you know, that, I don't know, clitoral numbing, taint throbbing, buzzing that just makes you go numb. But the higher end sex toys are more rumbly. So you get more of a deeper kind of a rumbling sensation. And also, you know, with cheaper sex toys, you're going to have fewer settings for your buzzing. But a pricier sex toy is going to have dozens of settings. And you can go from a buzz to a rumble or a deeper rumble and things like that. So a pricier toy is going to have better vibrations, rumbles, deeper sensations and things like that. And they're going to have better settings, more settings. So you're going to get more bang for your buck. Some of them may be similar. You may find a cheaper model that has like the same amount of different settings, different vibrations and everything. But the thing is, they may look similar, but the inner workings are going to be much cheaper and they're not going to last for years like the higher price toys. I mean, they're higher price toys for a reason. And a lot of them are not going to have like thumping and thrusting or like the human touch capabilities like Laura DiCarlo toys. Toys that actually feel like a real tongue circling your backside or a finger, literally like a finger doing the come hither on your G-spot, stroking your G-spot, seriously, like a little robot finger. I mean, the high-end toys today are incredible and you get what you pay for. So, I mean, think of it like this. If you're going to buy a car, you know, you're going to get your stripped down car model because auto manufacturers have tiers from, you know, you got your basic car that's called this, and then you go your way up. So if you want the 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty and the 10-way heated seats, the bigger engine, the nicer wheels, the side curtain airbags, you're going to pay for it. And sex toys with the best materials, plus all the bells and whistles. And yes, the best sex toy companies do have warranties just like that car. You're going to pay a higher price. Sure, you can pay $40 for a clitoral sucker and it may be silicone and it may rock your world. However, how long is it going to last? And is there any kind of a warranty? And if you're not a regular self-diddler, hey, you know, a $40 toy may last you a lot longer than, say, somebody who masturbates on a regular basis. But if you spend $50 on a month's supply of wrinkle cream or, say, $100 to get your hair colored, and that's going to last you 6 weeks, why not spend $200 to $300 on an orgasm-inducing technological wonder that'll keep you happy literally for years? I know. Not everybody has an extra $200 to $300 laying around. But sometimes it's not going to cost you the full amount because some sites accept, they have payment options like Klarna or PayPal payments, or even use a credit card, spread the payments out, or just start saving. Find that sex toy that you just absolutely have to have. Find out how much it is or watch for a sale and start saving the money. Put a few bucks back a week. Now, I'm not here to specifically sell you sex toys. Well, yeah, kind of. That's what we do. But I'm literally here to help you justify splurging on that sex toy of your dreams. So wink, wink. Yeah, I'm going to help you justify that. So let's sum this up. Sex toys come with all sorts of price tags, but you do get what you pay for. Yes, cheaper toys may have some of the same features, but they may be made of lesser quality materials. And some of those materials can be harmful, putting your sexual health at risk. And just for a product that just doesn't last. Top quality sex toys do have some features. Lesser quality toys do not. They have quality charging ports. That's very important. Human touch feelings and features like the Laura DiCarlo line. Some are app controlled. Yes, you can find toys you can operate by app. You can have a girlfriend or a boyfriend clean across the planet and actually have sex with them using sex toys in an app. It's fantastic. There are also the materials of these toys to feel good against your naughty bits. You don't want that sticky stuff that you have to just completely, totally coat with just tons and tons of lube just to make it feel good. These materials feel amazing right out of the gate. But if you're just an occasional masturbator, then a $40 toy will suffice. The sex toy lovers, regular masturbators, well, a high quality luxury sex toys are well worth it. They're well worth the investment. And so are your genitals and those of your partner. So invest in your orgasms. So you want to talk about those quality toys? Go to our review tab and you can look at all of our reviews. Better yet, go to our YouTube channel. I have done reviews for a lot of higher ticket items. And I'm going to say it again, particularly the Laura DiCarlo line, because that stuff just blew my mind. And see what they're like. Just watch the videos. You'll enjoy them. You can also go to our website, like I said, bedbible.com, and just look through. We have done Lilo, we've done WeVibe, we have done a lot of the higher end. We even did a Hissmith sex machine. So we have got reviews for all kinds of toys. Yes, we do the lesser expensive ones, but go in there, look at the reviews of some of our more expensive toys, and I think you'll understand why they do cost a little bit more. And remember, you're worth it. Break those payments up. Use Klarna. Throw it on a credit card. Buy yourself a really nice sex toy because you deserve it. And besides, it will last you for years and years and years. So, like I said, visit us at bedbible.com to contact me or make a comment or a suggestion. You can email me at edwina@bedbible.com. You can go and read our blog, Meet Gray and BB, read our sex toy reviews, our best in tests, and you can find some discount codes, blah, blah, blah. Some discount codes for our favorite sex toy partners. You can also shop directly from our website. So if you find a review that you're interested in, you find that sex toy of your dreams, and you're reading this and you're thinking, I've got to have one, you can click right there and you can buy it. So don't forget to follow us on our social media. We are on Facebook, we are on Instagram, Twitter, and Pinterest. And again, as I said, I think you probably heard somebody sneeze in the other room. There we go again. I apologize. But again, you can follow us on all of our social media pages. Don't forget to check out our YouTube channel, as I said before. And share our little podcast with your friends. We do all sorts of fun things. And if you are interested in being a guest on the podcast, so you can come on here with me and talk about sex, just get a hold of me, email me. You can find me on the website too. I'd love to have you on. So let's end this. And I want to thank you for joining us tonight. And just remember, you can go years without sex, but don't go a day without an orgasm. Bye.